You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I hear from everybody today. I just want to hear how everybody's doing. Vibes on this Buffalo Bills game. I will tell you, the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel chat is it's going through it right now. We got a Dylan versus Shador battle. I kind of mentioned this because we got Bruckhaus coming up. I think Bruckhaus is going to try and make a case.
Did Sam go into the chat himself preemptively?
No, he did not. But I think, judging by one tweet, he might like Dylan Gabriel's performance as much as he has Shador at this point.
Are we going to yell at Sam to watch the games?
I always say watch the tape. You got to watch the tape.
Oh, right. You can't just say games.
Can we say, I am totally being a hypocrite on this. Can I just own that up front?
What respect?
Well, earlier in today's show, I said I feel like a lot of the time when people say, watch the tape or you didn't watch the tape, that I tend to think that means they don't have an actual comeback and they're just kind of, it's like an undefeated way of like throwing something at you. Like when talking about like Wyatt Teller's play, okay. Like watch the tape. He's not very good. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure you're a film savant. You know ball, I know. Because that's the worst thing you can say on Twitter is you don't know ball. But I also have said, guys, if you think Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders are in the same ballpark of talent, watch the tape.
Yeah, I also just think some of the advanced stats were still so fresh with a lot of them. Like, not EPA. EPA's been around for a long time. Some of the other ones, though, were still so fresh with all of them that I think people are reading them as gospel. And they just shouldn't be. We should let them marinate just a little bit. Just a little bit. When you're bringing like pass rush win rate to the table, which is not, it's an ESPN created stat. And it's a very flawed stat at that. Like, maybe take a second to just kind of, I don't know, do some of that grinding of the tape that you're talking about.
And we got Coin Lito versus 617 KDEP on the YouTube chat. Our guy PayJ's in there. We got a lot of our, the Wheelsman fashion guy.
It sounds like a bunch of prison nicknames.
PayJ definitely.
Coin Lito?
Well, it's Coin Lito's way is the full name. I just don't want to call him Coin Lito's way. That's a lot of words.
I like thinking of them as they're just all just a bunch of prison nicknames. That's what I like thinking of.
So, but not 617 KDEP. That sounds like a pretty cool.
What do you mean? It sounds like it came out like area code 617.
I was thinking about what is it, Tekashi 619.
What area that's code what is 617? And then I bet that's, what did you say his name was? KDEP?
KDEP, yes.
Yeah, all right. So that's where KDEP comes from.
I think we all deduced that.
617's Boston.
Oh,
there we go. Well, Cambridge action. But how about that? That's not a prison.
So the point is, well, South Boston. That's a real prison.
Oh, a Southie.
Yeah, poverty. That's the real prison here, folks. However, we do have Shador
versus just the friends we made along the way.
We do have Shador versus the Bills this Sunday. Are you expecting a bounce back game or more of the Bears game?
No, I am. I'm expecting a bounce back game. And I I had a bad feeling before the Bears game. I did. But this is the type of game that it does feel like a lot will go his way. I feel like he's going to actually have a run game for the first time in feels like forever, because the Bills just cannot stop the run. Trayvon still might be running against the Bills. So like there's a realistic chance he's going to not be able to have to go, every time we run the ball with Quinshon, it's 2 yards at best, and then pick up the slack. I feel like we're going to have an actual run game, and then we're going to have a chance to score points. I also feel like it's going to go well, the idea that Josh Allen's going to put a lot of points on the board, and the Bills are going to do a soft, relaxed defense the way that they typically do, the way that they let these teams climb back into games, and it's going to end up being a good Shador game overall.
So I think what's interesting is I think there are two very, at this point, cliche takes about this game that I've heard all week long. One, this is going to be a blowout, and it's going to be a frustrating one at that. The Bills are going to run all over you, and you're not going to be able to run back, and it's just going to be a whatever. The second, I think Shador is going to play somewhere between the Titans game and the Bears game.
Which is like every football player ever would have this, right? Like you're going to have somewhere between 400 all-purpose yards and whatever that was last Sunday that we watched in the Chicago game.
So I'm just...
What kind of lukewarm take is that? I hate whoever came up with that.
It was everyone.
I hate everyone right now, okay?
Put names off air, but I will put like... Every single person I've heard talk about Shador's performance in this game has been like, it's definitely going to be somewhere between Tennessee and Chicago.
That might be the biggest amount of I'm not actually saying anything I've ever heard in my life.
Yes. Same, by the way, if you're just like, well, Buffalo's going to win by a lot. You're probably right, by the way.
Hey, what's your net worth? Oh, it's somewhere between 25 cents and $1 billion.
I just think it's the...
Congratulations.
I think it's the you need 100 yards to the pin. And you're like, I'm going to lay it up right ahead of the green. Like, I think it's the ultimate, like, both of those are the, I don't want to overshoot the pin, so I'm just going to kind of play it nice and conservative.
Makes no sense to me. This will be
That's
second.
That's a really good golfing analogy, though. I thought that would make sense.
I like anytime you incorporate golf into play here.
And LeBron.
Well, we're just golf guys at this point. And when LeBron goes on golf YouTube, I'm going to lose my mind. You know it's coming. It's coming very shortly.
You got to angle yourself that you're his, like, you're
Bronny
the guy.
Went on some of those. How would I angle myself for LeBron?
No, that you're like his, like, golfing buddy.
That I'm right? LeBron's golfing buddy?
Yeah, for YouTube. Because he's going to have, like, it's going to be like the barbershop, but for golf.
I'm trying to figure out what LeBron gets out of this ordeal. I'll gladly do it. I'm just trying to figure out where LeBron nets any positives here.
Well, what was the thing called at the turn? I haven't seen one in forever. Where there's always, like, a restaurant or there's something at the turn. Come on, you know this. Like 20 years ago, we used to actually have golf courses that would have like,
get, like
full,
the hot dogs and stuff
yes.
at the turn.
Yeah, just something like that. The barbershop, the turn with Jonathan Peterlin and LeBron James.
I would do it. I would host a golf podcast with LeBron if it turned into me golfing with LeBron. I would do anything with LeBron. Who are we kidding?
Anything?
Not anything.
If there's enough money,
like 99.9% of things, though. Like yeah. There's a large percentage
just
of things.
Depends on how much money there is. I get it.
Yeah, that's all.
Have a price.
We're all just brokering negotiations in life. That's all we're really doing here.
Been saying that.
I think this is going to be the second best game Shador has.
Ooh.
I don't think it's going to be as good as the Titans game. I don't think that's on the table for the rest of the season. I think that's a one-of-one game. I think with the offensive line and the wide receivers and everything else, like I think that is the idea. I still go back to the idea that he had that game is insanity based off of the lack of weapons, lack of offensive line, lack of everything. I think this will be the second best game. He's going to have a semblance of a run game because everyone can run against the Patriots. Even with a bad offensive line, Quinshon will be able to do.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Something, and I think he's gonna look really good. Guys like Shador, they don't look as bad as he looked in that Bears game. They don't do that in consecutive weeks. He gets up off the mat. That's not gonna exist this week.
All right. I think we're all gonna be in the same. I think we're gonna land in the same place here. What's his second best game right now?
Well, it'd be it's the first full start he had. So the Raiders game.
Because he got the win and he made a couple big plays.
Because he was miserable in the Ravens second half. This goes to the idea: guys like that get off the mat. They don't have two awful games like that in a row. Shador just he doesn't have it in him to have two that bad of games in a row.
I think what's really interesting is if you ask me to rank the Dylan Gabriel games by how I thought he played in real time, I couldn't have done it. Like going into the Jets game, I could not have ranked how I thought he played other than I thought people were wrong. I think people missed how bad he was against the Dolphins, but I digress. I think what's interesting is I think you can say definitively Titans game, Raiders game, Niners game, Bears game.
Yeah.
And again, like that does speak to some of the boom or bust with Shador. I think it also speaks to, I think there's a variance that makes you believe, like, Dylan was like a flat line for me. Like, I couldn't tell where he was developing. Even every bad game, good game. Yes. I couldn't tell the difference between one game to another. With Shador, bad game or good game, I can say, well, he got better here, but then this happened.
Every game for Dylan was the same.
Yeah.
It was having the same chocolate milkshake over and over and over again, and it was not going to ever have anything better than just what you just tasted, and that was it. Whereas with Shador, you have the highs. And this is probably what we need to bring up in a response to Sam, is like, all right, so isolate out the EPA in the Titans game. I isolate out what that was, and then tell me where Dylan Gabriel came anywhere close in his six games to what that game was, because it doesn't exist.
Mac, I'm going to need you to get Jake on this in case Jake can't hear us. I do want to put up a poll on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel chat on what are the expectations for the Buffalo games for Shador, a bounce-back game or more of the Bears game? Because I think it is crucially important he has a bounce-back game.
I think it is. I'm fairly confident he's going to have a bounce-back game. I will be very surprised if he just... Now, maybe they end up just running the ball a ton with Judkins, but I think they're going to score enough. I think the Bills will score enough that they're going to have to start throwing the ball. And I think he's going to have the opportunities to, and I'm excited to see what he does.
I just think... like I guess the difference for me is... like I've seen... listen, I think Shador has some work to do as a quarterback. That's fine. I think he's a football player. I think that's what I loved about I think that's what everybody loved about Baker. I would love to have a guy that is just, oh, he's got every tools plus, and he's got this, that, and the other, and it's just so obvious and so glaring, the talent there. That's fine. A fair amount of those dudes, Sam Darnold's one of these guys. Sam, like, they have everything, and then you watch him play football, and it's like watching a baby, like a newborn, try and tie a shoe, right? Like it looks like you're trying to transfer something that doesn't happen. I think you're reverse engineering something here because I think Shador's just a football player that you have to kind of get into the nuance of what the actual quarterback position, what people want you to do is, which is take the easy completions, consistently hit the 5-yard out route, just basically live to fight another day, and then when you get the chance, then go ahead and make the big over-the-top throw to Isaiah
Bond. It just feels like, and I've no way of quantifying this or really truly explaining it beyond the idea that it feels like when things go poor for Shador, I mean, when it rains, it pours, right? Like, when it goes, it goes. But when things are going well...
I would abhor.
But all of a sudden, when things are going
all
well...
All that before.
I got to continue the thought here. When things are going well... If I stop it every time we do Dr. Seuss, we're never going to have a show. The show will just complete. All right, now I got it off.
I don't want to act like a hoe.
Now I got it off. Oh, I was thinking of something I can't say on the air now. It was going to close it out. It would have closed it out in a big way. But the point is that I feel like every time, he's got his lows, they're there. But like he also, in the same respect, when the ball is rolling and things are right, he has that Baker element to himself where he completes X amount of passes in a row. But then all of a sudden, you don't have Levinston with penalties. And then all of a sudden, Quinshon is having a 7-yard run instead of a 2-yard run. And it feels like when the dam breaks in a positive way.
I just think that's what kills me, though, is like the fact that people... I do think, like, if we start putting, like, a word cloud of, like, things you associate with Shador, I think accuracy needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I thought Nick Shook totally missed when he said... Yeah, it's accurate sometimes. I'm like, I don't know what we're talking about. I think, like, he has elite ball placement. That, to me, is accuracy. You can figure out the completion percentage later. So I would put accuracy up there. I would just say football player. And I just, it bugs me that not enough people are, you know, whether you want to call him a gamer or a football player or tough as nails, like, I think that's why I expect some semblance of a bounce back. And not just that. But every standard deviation, he can get closer to the Tennessee game as opposed to the Chicago game. Mm-hmm. I think it really does allow to put narratives to bed that maybe the Tennessee game or even the Raiders game, well, the league didn't just have tape on him, right? I think it's incredibly important that in this game specifically, but certainly in the next two games, that he has a nice bounce back game to show, all right, the league adjusted to Shador, he's still developing, and then he bounced back as well.
Well, and it's important because it's against a team that is respected. That matters.
Yeah.
It does. And talking about it, like if he were to have the Titans game against the Bills, people, there wouldn't be as much of that, the commentary that existed afterwards where it's like, well, of course you did that against the Titans. Meanwhile, the Bills' defense is not very good, guys. It isn't very good.
216-474-0092. You guys can vote right now on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel chat poll. What are your expectations for Shador against the Bills? Bounce back game or more of the Bears game early on? The results here, 79% saying a bounce back game.
Let's go, Chad. I never doubted you.
I knew it the whole way. I knew Coin Lito wasn't going to win. Coin Lito's way wasn't going to win.
Mm.
Sam Bruckhaus, Sumer Sports. We'll talk Dylan versus Shador and the path forward with Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.